Blog Talk Radio.
My, the Whispers, Homemade Lovin'. You know, guys, I got to tell you, I hope that you were able to switch over to the new link that I posted, because, Lord have mercy, I tell you, it's always something, right? Always something. But much love, and I appreciate all you guys, and what a blessing it is. I just want to tell you, Homemade Lovin' was a song that Leon did with the with the Whispers before I got there. Before I got to Solar, he did that song with them, and it was something else, because Nicholas and the Whispers had did an interview, and in the interview that they did, the interview was about, they were just talking about how Leon was doing the numbers on the drums, and from one drum to another, he would play these different parts before I became his drummer. And so then as the interview was going, and the interview was a good interview, and so as the interview was going, the lady said, "So what song was it that Leon did the numbers on? What song was that?" And they said, Nick, rest in peace, my brother, said, he said it was "And the Beat Goes On." And that was the wrong song. That was the song that I did the drums on. And so I was so frustrated. And so I was like, what? And so then I ended up calling Nicholas probably, you know, after I saw the interview a couple of days later. And I said, "Nick," I said, "you did that interview." And he said, "Yeah, yeah." I said, "Nick," I said, "it was a great interview, but you said the wrong song about Leon doing the numbers." And he says, and he's like, what do you mean? I said, "You said it was And the Beat Goes On, but the song was Homemade Lovin'." And he goes, "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry." And I said, "No, it's okay. I mean, we all, you know, make mistakes and stuff." And so I said, but it was just like, you know, but that's my legacy, right? That's how I got started. That's the first thing I did with the Whispers. And I didn't want that interview will be out there forever. I said, so it just, and he was like, "Well, no, I'm so sorry." He's such a gentle, he's always been such a gentleman. So, but isn't that something, Don, like if somebody says something and they're not meaning to say the wrong thing, but they do say it and it affects you, and it's really, you can't be mad at them, right? But you can be uncomfortable with the situation, right? You can be uncomfortable with the situation, but you can't be mad at them for, they made a mistake. That's what mistakes are.
Nothing wrong with that.
Happened. Right. Yeah. So anyway, so that's what I, you know, when I hear that song, I think about that story all the time with Nicholas and stuff, and I just want to I had to share it with you guys periodically because some people want to hear the story, so I have to share it. And anyway, how you been, Don? What's up, brother? How you doing?
I've been good, man. It's been, it's crazy. It's been about, 6 years since his passing. Man, I definitely missed that brother.
Yes.
Rest in peace to Nicholas Caldwell.
Yes. He was such a gentleman, and had so much respect for him. And I just loved how he, you know, how he treated everybody. And before he passed away, and we had no idea that he was going to pass away, I was trying to organize a Solar Galaxy of the Stars tour, and I set up a conference call with all the artists, like, to sit and talk about this tour that we're trying to put together. You know, so Nicholas was on the conference call as well. And, you know, Howard and everybody was there. We just sat there. We talked about it. And he really was like, "Wardell, this is something we should do, you know, and I'm supporting what you're trying to do here. And I don't see why we shouldn't do it." He said, "That's, you know, we need to do this while we can." And unfortunately, we lost them, you know, in the process, and it never happened. And so, but he was definitely down to do the Solar Galaxy of Stars tour one more time. And I'm just hoping that, you know, we get the chance to do that because we all are getting older, you know, and time flies when you're having fun. And I just, it breaks my heart to think that we might not be able to do it.
Yeah.
But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's the way it goes. But anyway, Don, anything on your mind, anything on your heart that you want to share?
Man, last night, man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with me last night. Of course, today we're celebrating the legacy of Solar, but I got to mention just the amount of knowledge that you, and of course, we had Hubert Eves on the show last night, and just the knowledge that was just pretty much just given to the world yesterday. It was just amazing, man, and thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was wonderful. That was a great interview that you set up. And, you know, and that brother, you know, he participated in a lot of projects. And, I mean, he touched so many different, you know, lives, you know, in terms of artists that were very big in the industry. And it's just really nice that, you know, he's so humble about it, and he comes from, he has the same roots as me, it's jazz roots, and I was just so taken back by how kind and gentle he was, and he's not bitter, because this business can make you bitter, you know, if you get treated, you know, it's a tough business, almost like any kind of business, you know, it's not just the music mm-hmm. business, but a lot of times people think the music business, the entertainment business, is very glamorous. And it's like, wow, what a wonderful – but it's hard. It's a don't judge a book by its cover. It's a rough business. And wherever there's money, there's going to be a lot of crime. People taking advantage of artists and stuff. And so, you know, so a lot of these artists been through a lot, but they've blessed us with great music and stuff, and we are so – I'm just so, like I said, talking to him last night really blessed me, and I enjoyed it. So thanks for that. And Greg, I just want you to know that we did tell him what you said, but I'm not sure if we said it on the show or we said it on my show. I think we said it on my show to say hello from the UK. Do you remember, Don, that we said hello from the UK?
You have to check out the playback. I think we did. But you know, okay. Here's the thing: we had a conversation off air, you know, that, and I know we mentioned Astrid and Greg and pretty much everyone
right.
that usually call in and listens to the show. So we definitely gave you guys props. Now whether it was off the air or on the air, I have to check out the playback. I haven't checked it out yet. So, but man. Again, that was just an amazing knowledge that you guys were able to kind of just give to the people. And that's what it's about, man. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, this is Friday, and we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Record. We're going to kick off the holiday weekend here on Solar Records Radio, and we want you guys all to be safe. Have a wonderful time. This is the kickoff of the Solar Weekend here on Solar Records Radio, Don Fleming and Wardell Potts. So we want you guys to all go out and just have a blessed and safe and wonderful holiday weekend, okay? And thank you so much for being the best part of Solar. So go ahead on and do what you got to do and have a blessed time. And we're going to get this music going with Lakeside here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. Let's get going. Come on.
Fell in the sky town.
Well, you know, that is my song, and it took me a minute to get back because I was really caught up in just the emotional part of being able to be a part of such a wonderful opportunity, Solar Records, and being a part of the company. Thank you, Mr. Griffey, once again. Thank you, Leon Silvers. Thank you to all the artists that allow us to produce them and write for them. And, you know, just thank you for the friendships that were developed in the process of creating music that the world came to love. Thank you for the opportunity to everyone, you know, that we were able to do something so significant. You know, there are a lot of companies, a lot of people that get up there and they try to do these things, but, you know, everybody don't succeed. And the fact that we are still talking about, hey, I need to get my gold. I need to get my platinum record. I didn't get that one. And we're ordering records and stuff right now from the UK, ordering stuff from, you know, United States, gold and platinum records. Wow. We can't take that for granted. That means so many people bought your record, you know? And a lot of times we just let this stuff go right over our head instead of being grateful, saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for blessing us and giving us that gift. Because with this gift, with that gift right there, there's so many other things that you can do. It's a launching board for so many of us. It was the beginning of our careers. It opened the door for all of us to go out and get publishing deals, production deals, you know, to start up
right.
our own groups and do other things and be basically take care of our family and be a blessing in doing that for your family. And just think about it. Our job was just to do music, what we love to do. And Solar gave us that launching board to actually make that happen. So that's why we have to be grateful. And that's why I'm grateful. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, Don, I'm on one, man. I'm on one.
It's all good. It's all good. We got about, an hour and a half left of the show. Actually, an hour and 29 minutes left of the show. Wardell is going to, you know, he's taking care of some business right now. So we're going to go ahead and bid him adieu. Because he's trying to multitask. I want you to function. So when you come back, man, to handle your business, I got the floor for you. So I'm not gonna go off rails too much, man. But I want before we do, go ahead.
No, I would just want the people to know that it's Solar Records Radio business, you know, and so we are. I just want to say this before I pass the mic over to Don, that we were so, my wife and I were so blessed when we went to Victoria, Texas, and our car was acting up, and so we ended up at Bravo Nissan in Victoria, Texas, and they really blessed us. And I just want any of my friends to know that who support our show, listen to our show, or just friends of ours, to come to go there if you need a car and let them give you an opportunity, give them the opportunity to be a blessing to you. Bravo Nissan in Victoria, Texas, right off of 77 South. You will be blessed because they really took care of us. And now we're ready to go on the road with a new vehicle that they blessed us with. So thank you, Bravo Nissan, for blessing us.
Well, all right. There you go. We are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records, the legacy, the music, the artists, all that good stuff. Dick Griffey, again, thank you, Dick Griffey, for the memories. I'm going to go ahead, not necessarily Solar, but the song I love playing, of course, this is music from Stanley Clarke and Howard Hewitt, one of my favorite songs. This is called Heaven Sent You. A little Solar-ish. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Thank you.
felt this way before. Love can end this feeling. Ecstasy forevermore. I want you, I need you. This dream has revealed you. Tonight you'll excite me with your love. This love is creating a time for engaging. Let it be. Thank you.
I'm
celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, the Sounds of Los Angeles Records. I had to hook that up. A little Midnight Star. That's the Midnight Star version of Here I Am, of course, from the Standing Together album, but actually on the they re-released it in 2010 and added that. Wardell, are you with me, first of all? Can you hear me? Let's see if Wardell is on the phone lines. I guess he's not. But no, I had to hook up a little Standing Together from the actually Midnight Star from the Standing Together album. Here I Am, of course, Escape Dynasty. Can't even talk today. Dynasty actually released that from their second Adventure album. It was released in 1981. Midnight Star actually, if I'm not mistaken, wrote the song. Wardell can explain it better than I can, but they never released it until they remastered it in 2010 and released it from their Standing Together album from 2010 that was based in 1981. You get what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's crazy how that goes. 1983, before that, music from Collage, Get In Touch With Me, and, of course, started off the block, Mr. Stanley Clark and Mr. Howard Hewitt. Same song is called Heaven Sent. Got about an hour and 10 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Every Friday, we celebrate the legacy of Solar Records. Wardell, are you back on, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry, just trying to keep it, like you said. And, man, I love this place. That is awesome. So different than what I play, and that's why I like it when we combine our efforts, because, you know, we come from different places. We hear some different things that we both like. And so it's beautiful. Thank you for that.
No, I was explaining the second Adventure. Of course, you had your version of Here I Am, and then, of course, Midnight Star had a version of Here I Am, but Midnight Stars were never released, although they recorded it. Oh, actually, they wrote it, if I'm not mistaken, right? How does that go? You can explain this a whole lot better than I can.
No, they wrote it. We heard it, and Leon wanted it, and it went on Dynasty's album. But then years later, you know, they decided to put it out, you know, as an extra song on one of their projects because it was a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, hey,
oh, man, definitely.
Yeah, let's just drop it in. But they got so many great songs, they didn't even need it. Their stuff is just so crazy. I mean, I love Midnight Star, man. I love listening to their music. Oh, man, they're funky. And I wish I could get to see them live more often. But they are such an amazing group.
Well, you had, we had Reggie Calloway on the show about a few months back, and got to get him back on, man. He's just an amazing person. Got some new projects coming up, man. Can't wait to hear it. And of course, along with his brother Vincent. Let me just not say Reggie. Actually, Reggie and Vincent got some things coming along. But I just want to go ahead and keep this music going. Of course, we got about an hour, and let me go ahead. We got about an hour, 8 minutes left of the show. So I want to play something. I'm a big fan of the Get Down Brothers, and you know, not necessarily Solar, but a lot of projects, whether it was Silver Spoon or whether it was just the Get Down Brothers. It got, of course, Wardell playing drums, doing what he did. One of my favorite albums was Gladys Knight's Visions albums from 1983. And, you know, of course, they played on, of course, Save the Overtime for Me, You're Number One in My Book. Of course, our host, my partner, playing drums on that song. But I want to go ahead and play this one right here. This is from the Visions album from Gladys Knight and the Pip from 1983. The name of the song is called When You're Far Away. A little Throwdown Brothers stuff right there. So guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Stupid way. I love that life is for heaven.
Well, that was my group, Dynasty. Oh, my goodness gracious, guys, this is amazing. I'm on the road. I'm having a good time. I'm trying to get to a business meeting, which is going to be a blessing for our station, and I just want to say thank you, Don Fleming, for carrying the load, and to all my friends around the world, what's up? Thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio. Please go to wardellpostjr.com and go to the shop, and you see we got some new shirts and hats. It was designed by Greg. Y'all check it out. You'll love it. He's just done an amazing job on his artwork and stuff, and Tony organized and put it all together for us. So go over there and check it out and order yourself some hats. And I bought a water bottle, too. It's pretty cool. And so, but thanks so much. What's going on to my friends in the States? Much love. Callie, I'm on my way. Callie, I'm coming to see you guys. Hang out with my Solar family out there. And look forward to seeing you guys and my grandkids. All right, guys. So I'm going to keep the music going here because I know it's loud. I'm on the road. So let's keep it going here with Solar Records Radio. We want you to get moving and grooving. Just like Collage said.
I had to jump back in for a quick second, man. Wardell, are you? Did you make it to your destination yet?
Yes, I'm just pulling
okay.
up. But I just wanted to say.
By the way, you just played Collage, Romeo, Where's Juliet? I kept saying, I guess it's a Freudian slip. When I try to say the Throwdown Brothers, I say the Get Down Brothers. And I know it's the Throwdown Brothers, but I say for some reason, so guys, I apologize. I want to go ahead and come on the air and just make it. Go ahead.
He's thinking about cooling the gang. Get down on it.
I guess. I'm saying the Get Down Brothers. Well, the last block I played, man, the last block I wanted to kind of give kind of a Solar Influence block. Of course, the Throwdown Brothers, of course, played on Gladys Knight's Vision album. Of course, I started off with When You're Far Away from her Visions album, 1983. Of course, the Throwdown Brothers. I was going to say Get Down again, see?
Who?
You guys.
Who are the Throwdown Brothers?
Huh?
Who are the
You, Richard, Steven, Ricky. Give me some more.
Okay, so let me just explain it. So the Throwdown Brothers
okay.
are the musicians and the writers and the producers that played on a lot of those early Solar hits that you heard. They were just similar to the – it's just another version of the Funk Brothers from Motown. You had the Throwdown Brothers.
Yeah.
And so Steve Shockley from Lakeside, Kevin Spencer from Dynasty, Richard Randolph from Dynasty, Pepper Ernest Reed from Dynasty, Leon Silvers from Dynasty, Wardell Potts Jr. from Dynasty, Dana Myers, and we did our thing, and we had Ricky Smith from Dynasty, and so we had a good time. Basically, it was Dynasty and Dana Myers, right? And Steve Shockley. And we had a wonderful time doing that music. And so Steve Shockley came up with the name, the Throwdown Brothers, because he said, we keep throwing down. So, all right, we'll take that name. So we took the name, the Throwdown Brothers. So that's who the Throwdown Brothers are. And so we did a lot of records for a lot of other companies as well. Like Don was saying, you know, Gladys Knight, we worked on her project for CBS, and Glenn Jones for RCA, and who else did you play, Don?
Well, I played SOS Band from their 3 album from 1982. Of course, it was produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, but you cannot deny, of course, Ricky Silvers, Charmaine Silvers, along with Leon, worked with the production on that SOS Band album. In Atlanta, and I just wanted to say High Hopes. I played High Hopes, and you could tell that Solar influence, although it was produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. That's one of my favorites. You can definitely hear the Solar-esque of that song. And, of course, I played Groove Control, which was by you guys.
Right, yes. Well, you know, it's been a blessing. Also, we did Janet Jackson as well. And so you could – and our engineer, Steve Hodge, he did most of our stuff. And then he went and started working for Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. He worked for Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And so on and on and on. So so our sound was just kind of traveling around, you know, from one artist to another. At a certain point, it was cool. It was, you know, because the industry wanted it. They wanted a part of that sound. And so the, you know, MCA was hiring us. We did the Jets. A&M hired us. We did Janet Jackson for A&M and Atlantic Star for Janet for A&M Records. So it was a lot going on there in terms of just wanting that sound. So it was a very popular sound in the early 80s, and we were really blessed that we were a part of creating that sound.
Oh, man. Hey, well, check this out. Speaking of the Silvers, you talked about the 80s. Let's go back to the 70s, man. One of my favorite Silver songs from 1973, a year before I was born. This is Cry of a Dreamer. You guys keep it locked right here. Sounds of Los Angeles Records Radio.
Let's do this. I've been waiting, but too long time.
celebrating the sounds of Los Angeles, of course, Solar Records. That was music from Shalimar from the Friends album, of course, 1982 classic. I Don't Want to Be the Last to Know. Before that, I had to hook up a little bit of a little bit of that Climax, of course, from 1990. Good Love, and of course, started off the block from 1973, Classic Silvers. If I'm not mistaken, the Silver's 3 album? I could be wrong. It's off the top of the head. But that's Cry of a Dreamer. One of my favorite songs, man. From them, of course, hearing those young voices. And those afros, seeing those afros, man. I love that early Silver's, those early Silver's pictures, man. Just amazing. A beautiful family. We got about another 25 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. We do it every Friday, celebrating the legacy of Solar, the sounds of Los Angeles Records. Of course, Wardell Potts Jr., you got to say Jr., he'll jump on me for that. And, of course, myself playing all of the Solar hits and Solar-inspired hits. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Hit us up on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio, the page, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Friend's friend to like the page, tell their friend's friend to like the page, and everything is good. Also, want to remind you, go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpotchjr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise and you want to donate to the show. Also, click on the donate button. And again, for us to keep doing what we do, we want to make sure we thank you guys for supporting the show, supporting what we do. And for us to keep doing, we call on listeners like yourselves to help us out. So I'm so Shalimar'd out. I feel a Shalimar block. Well, not a Shalimar block. I just played a Shalimar song. I think it's only fair to play another Shalimar song. It's only fair. So I want to take you to the course of the Look album, 1983. This is called Dead Giveaway. You guys keep it locked right here, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, Don Flynn and Wardell Potts. Keep it locked right here. We'll be right back.
get a girl. Seen by me.
You won't be in the right way. Sugar, you're fine.
Listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, celebrating the legacy of Solar. Of course, it is Friday. That was music from the Whispers called Innocent from 1990. Of course, before that, I had a couple little body talk from 1983. Of course, that was music from The Deal. And, of course, started off the block, a little dead giveaway by Shalimar, because I ended the last block with Shalimar. So technically, it was a Shalimar back-to-back. So, did that kind of work? Did I do okay on that one? I guess I did. I think I did, you know, back-to-back Shalimars, you know. But when something ends on the end, I'm trying to explain this to myself. I'm thinking out loud. It's one of those things is like, should it be back-to-back because they're two songs of the same artist in a row technically? Because I ended the last block with Shalimar, and of course I started off the block with Shalimar. Could that technically be back to back? You know, I guess in between, you know, you had me talking, but anyway, that's up for debate, I guess. You know, we got about another 8 minutes left of the show. Gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, be here next Friday, of course, from 3 to 5. Celebrating the legacy of Solar every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, tomorrow, yes, it is time to dance, because guess what? Solar wants to dance. And I'll be on the helm from 2 o'clock, of course, 2 o'clock to 3:30, playing all of your hottest dance music from back in the day and some newer stuff. So some roller skating jams, if you will. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close out, man. I am a big fan of so we played Midnight Star earlier. Technically went back to back, but you know, I played Here I Am earlier in the show, so I want to go ahead and play one of my favorites from Midnight Star. I'm going to go ahead and close out from 1984. Of course, what you hear in the background is Curious. Of course, sitting in for Wardell Potts, of course, he's doing his thing. I'm going to sign out. Don Fleming, see you guys next week. Well, actually, I'll see you Monday. I'll see you tomorrow, but I also see you Monday, Old School Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing Old School R&B, Funk, and Soul. You know how I do. But again, we'll see you guys tomorrow, 2 o'clock to 3:30, because Solar wants to dance. Of course, this is Midnight Star. Curious. See you guys later. Have a great Friday. Happy 4th of July weekend, by the way. Good night, guys. Bye. I'm
want a new